Well, I'll make a few other remarks, then you can ask me if you like.
Okay, that's fine.
I stayed here where I was born, at the Hyman Settlement School, just below where the Settlement Hospital was. Was later located. The women founders of said school purchased the property from my dad, G.C. Smith, who had acquired same from my grandfather, W.W. Baker, Bill Baker, who moved to Oklahoma but later returned to Kentucky and settled in Hazard. Then, when I became of school age, I attended grade school in the old big three-story building of many classrooms, which was located approximately where the library is presently located.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of those, like that library, may not be there now.
There's a library.
The old grade school building is reflected in a piece of art by my sister May Smith. In front of this building was a wood fence, and just outside it was a wood boardwalk, not next to highway number 160. After a good many years, a part of the playground consisted of a basketball court, and just below it was a tennis court. Directly behind this building was a smaller structure where we took our high school classes. I recall being in a class taught by attorney Clark Pratt.
Hmm.
His widow lives there now, I believe.
Yeah.
He's deceased. Near this building was another structure and so forth. I made some things like dulcimer and tables and so on. I stated here I was stupid in selling my dulcimer for $4 to a John Hopkins of Prestonburg, who was in Hyman campaigning for circuit judge. And then after graduating from Hyman High School, I attended my first college year at what is presently known as Eastern State University at Richmond. Others attending there the same year were Beckham Combs, former superintendent of schools, Beckham Combs, Pearl Combs' brother, Kirby Amberger, Arthur Pigman, Boris Pigman, and Talby Bailey. I'll mention a little something about Talby Bailey. After my first year at Eastern, I enrolled at UK, where I completed my legal training.
Okay.
After obtaining my law license, I returned to Hyman. H.H. Smith Sr. gave me access to his library, which I used in practice, and in addition to general practice, I was employed as city attorney. Later, Pearl Harbor was attacked, and I write some stupid things about that again. Along with more than with other fellows, three busloads departed Hyman, and on that evening were inducted into the service at Huntington, West Virginia, and so forth and so forth. And I'll skip down there and so on. Pursuant to completion of this training, I was sent to Drew Field, Florida, and I mentioned there about the Brooklyn Navy Yards and had to wait there for a boat.
Oh, yeah.
And about some of my trips on a boat and after going overseas, I bumped into Sid Gayhard of Kilmer, at Kilmer. I was in the Signal Corps outfit attached to our outfit, the 9th Air Command in the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
We were on the same shipping orders. We left Kilmer by train, arrived at Newport News, Virginia, and so forth and so on. We traveled south, this is on their way. Next morning, December the 20th, 1942, we sailed. Our ship was unconvoyed, and after we were an hour or so from port, our ship began the old zigzag routine the rest of the trip. We were 43 days getting to our destination, Port Said, Egypt. This zigzag obviously was to avoid submarine radar. We traveled south through the Caribbean and so on, and briefly off Rio de Janeiro, that's on south crossing the equator. Well, I can't very well read this myself. I don't see how anybody else does. tip of Africa and north to Port Said, Egypt. After staying at Camp Kilbert, a few miles from Cairo, belonging to the British, we moved to Tripoli and remained there until the enemy had been driven from Africa, and for the most part, driven from Italy. Hmm. Thereafter, we embarked for England and went by boat there. Now, let's skip on down here. From Liverpool, we traveled by train to South England to a British base located between Andover and Salisbury, where we were housed in the barracks until the invasion of France, where the Germans had been occupying for a long period of time. The fighter plane pilots did their parts in the invasion, and Duration of the war. Personally, my principal activities consisted of work for the end court martial.
Uh-huh.
Others and I were dispatched from Verviers, Belgium, back to the States on a rotation basis. And I'd been over there. Well, I went over on the Christmas and came back on the Christmas 2 years later.
So you were gone for 2 whole years?
I was overseas 2 years, yes.
Wow.
there, by spending Christmas on the ocean, going over and coming. From Boston, I passed through Camp Atterbury, Indiana, on my way to the redistribution center at Miami Beach, Florida. After a couple of months there, I was assigned to the Judge Advocates section of Bowman Field near Louisville. I remained there until separated. Well,
they're stuck together.
Yeah, after returning home, I resumed my law practice. A few years later, Carl D. Perkins, you've heard of him again,
right. Mm-hmm.
Then county attorney, ran for and was elected to Congress. I ran and was elected for his unexpired term as county attorney. In 1951, I ran for Commonwealth's attorney and was in the present district composed of Knott and McGauffin counties. I ran for the same office for the next 5 successive terms, 6-year terms, and fortunately had no opposition in either of these last 5 races. I'm now serving in said office on the 36th year. I now feel that I was stupid in getting into and remaining in public office rather than sticking to private practice where the money was. Where the money is.
Yeah.
I married Janice Hayes after my return from the military and lived in Hyman, where we had two sons, Granby Jennings and Douglas. They both live in Lexington and are policemen. That's back then. And I'll say a little something about their children. Each one had two children. Each one had a son and daughter. My current term of office will end this year, and I did not seek the office again. 36 years in the office was a belly full. And here, I just wrote a little note here. July 1998, I now feel lonely as I am left alone except for my now immediate family, having no longer a brother or sister. Greta, having departed this life June 14th, 1998. That substantially is what I sort of remember about, you know, going to the school, being where, from being a baby and then remaining. So if this be worth anything, well, you're free to take it.
Okay.
I have a copy too.
Yeah. That's good though, I mean, that you wrote all that down, I think. If you don't care, I have a few questions
all
for
right.
you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Before I turn the recorder on, you were telling me about your family. So could you tell about that again, how many brothers and sisters you had and things?
Well, I had five brothers and six sisters. They're all gone.
So you're the only one that's remaining now?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm 90 years of age now.
Okay.
Was on the 15th of April.
Okay.
Passed.
And I didn't state this at the beginning, but just so we'll have it on the tape, today's date is July the 16th, 1998.
Yeah.
And talking to Afton Smith, who graduated in 1928 from the Hyman Settlement School. And now, your family, you were telling me before I turned this on, that's where the land came from. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, we moved down there in the house. I learned later that after they sold the property to the ladies at school, we moved to a house that was down near the forks of Troublesome. You know how it forks there?
Yeah.
Down this way and then down in front of the school. We moved there and then later moved to another place on the other fork, just a little ways up. The other fork is Trojan Tree, I'd say.
So when you were going to school at the settlement, did you live at the campus or did you live at home?
I lived at home.
Lived at home, okay.
Mm-hmm. We all did. All of my brothers and sisters that attended school went to Hyman Settlement School.
Okay, so your whole family went there?
All of them went. All of us went.
Uh-huh. Now, did you go there in grade school?
Yes.
All the way through?
Yes.
Pretty much? Okay. Well, maybe there's some things you remember about being in school at the settlement. Are there any people that stand out in your mind, maybe like teachers you had? I guessed it when you were there. Mace Stone would have been there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about Miss Stone?
Well, I just remember that she was one of the main people that was connected with the school. Miss Watts.
Okay.
Elizabeth Watts, I believe. Yeah. Miss Pettit. Was she one too?
Yep.
I might not be able to remember any others. So.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Do you remember anything about Miss Watts, maybe like being around her? Or?
Well, I thought she was a pretty strict person.
That's what I've heard.
By the way, she's not still living, is she?
No, she passed. She was 102 when she died, and that was in 93, I think.
Was it? Well,
Yeah, 93 or 94.
I guess I knew, I heard about it at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just 2 years back.
Yeah, she was 102, I think. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
She lived to be pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I guess one thing that's interesting, I've talked to people that lived at the settlement school, but like you lived in town pretty much, didn't
Yeah.
you? Right there, real close.
Yeah.
What was town like then? What was, of course, it's totally different now, but what was the town like itself, Hindman? Maybe things that you remember.
Well, I remember that we lived up to we moved up to, what date it was, I don't remember, from the place down there near the forks. We moved up the left fork and across the creek, Troublesome Creek on the left side. And others, another family that lived there was D.W. Wallen family. And they lived across from the road at that time. And of course, we walked and went to the school. It wasn't far. So long as we lived there, you know, until we finished school.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. My father worked most of his time there. He taught some. Incidentally, he came from Breathitt County.
Oh,
up
okay.
there, and I think went to school. You've heard of Professor Clark's school, yeah. He went to school there, and then I guess, well, he went to work for the Bank of Hyman and stayed there. He had tuberculosis, and he was so careful about his condition. He had him a room on the, you know, his room was located in the house that we then lived in. At one end of the house, well, the back of his room was the kitchen and so forth.
Yeah.
Going to his room, where he usually took his meals. Was down a porch.
Okay.
I mean, there wasn't any entrance to
Yeah.
any of the other rooms except from the porch on the outside. And he took his meals in there and all, and remained most of the time from his children, from us children. And he was very, very careful to guard against spreading what he had. And he, in his later years, he only lived to be 60, I believe. And after working at the Bank of Hyman there for years and years, he went out west himself. He died in Arizona. My brother Bill went out there and got the body and returned it to Knott County. But none of the other children, so far as I know, ever had that problem.
Yeah, he must have been real careful, like you said.
Oh, he was.
Were there any places like downtown that you remember going to a lot? Maybe like stores that were popular or?
Well, I remember that there was a one of the owners back at that time, Herbert. Well, I thought of the last name there just a moment ago. Owned a part owner, I guess, of a building there. It was a mercantile place. Right by the bridge.
Okay.
Which side of the bridge? Somebody, and someone had a barber shop there, I remember a little something about. And I remember something about the barber. Whenever you go to his, go in his place of business, he would say, help us, and enter his place. He said, have a sit down with us. Well, whether anybody wanted any work done or not.
Yeah.
But that was what he'd say to him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we had a barber there at that time by the name of Virgie Hicks. And he's long been deceased. And I hear now that they're going to try to change things around. How in the world could they change, make the front, because of the Troublesome Creek,
mm-hmm.
below the, where it runs together from the settlement, or just above most of the settlement property. There is, to my memory, there's no space much between the back of the bank and those buildings in line with it,
mm-hmm.
to make a passage, a road.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly how it's going to work either. I'm not for sure on that.
It doesn't seem to me to be practical at all to change the faces of that part of Hindman.
Yeah. Well, now talking a little bit about going to school there, you mentioned a couple of people that you remembered and things. One thing we're trying to find out about is, like, what the settlement school was like. Maybe, and of course it's different from your perspective because you didn't live there, you went to school there. But I guess maybe, what kind of education do you feel that you got?
Well, I think it was considered pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Among the best.
And I'm sure you had teachers, quite a few teachers from New England and things. What did you think about those ladies?
Well, I thought they were all marvelous, uh-huh. people, teachers. Not having known them very much, except just in the classroom, you know.
Right. Yeah. I guess growing up in Hindman, what were some things that you all did, maybe for fun, or if you were out with your buddies, what's something you would do?
Well, in school, I played basketball.
You did?
Yeah,
okay, I didn't know that.
On the outside court.
Uh-huh.
I think I mentioned something about that, basketball court, outside basketball court, and then a tennis court below it. And Jethro Amory, who was minor training teacher, I believe, he was their coach too. And over Carr Creek, they had a basketball team over there.
Right.
And we went to Carr Creek, and they came to Hindman to play, you know. And maybe a couple of games a year, and it wasn't like going out in the state, you know.
Yeah.
The travel was altogether different back then. But I guess we had a lot of fun with it, as much as it did anywhere else, with better facilities and all.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've talked to several, you know, I've talked to people that graduated in your years all the way up to in the 50s, and everybody always mentions basketball. And how that was the big thing to go to. It was very popular.
It was, yes.
That's interesting.
And I think there were some outstanding players raised in Hindman and Carter too.
Mm-hmm.
It went on other places played. I tried to play in high school when I didn't. Still in Hindman, but when I went to college, I knew I could compete, you know. So.
Were there other things that y'all did to, I guess, to have fun? Did you spend much time up in the hills or anything? Or?
Oh, yeah, we'd supposed to be hunting, you know. I don't guess we ever got any game or anything. We'd spend some time in the woods, you know.
Yeah.
And likely get poison or poison vine. I've had it many times. I have seen people with their on their face would be swollen, you know.
I know, that'd be awful.
Poison ivy.
That'd be terrible. Well, another thing that I've been asking people about is, people that went to school at Selman, of course, is about the emphasis on, like, cultural things, like weaving and folk dancing and songs and things. Do you remember things like that? Like, was that very important when you were in school?
Not much. I knew that there was some of that going on in the school, you know, teaching that little thing.
Okay. Well, I guess thinking back on it now, you said after you graduated, of course, you went on to Eastern and then to law school, and before you went to fight in the war.
Yeah.
But thinking back on it now, what kind of impact do you think going to the settlement school had on you?
Well, I guess really, since I was born over there on that property, and incidentally, we have a family, what we call a family reunion once a year, and we meet at the Island Settlement School.
Right.
Maystone building, I believe it is.
Uh-huh.
We have the last 2 or 3 years, we had one cousin to come from Florida. And last year we had, they're pretty well all over, you know.
Yeah.
Bakers and Smiths, and they were pretty big families ordinarily. It seems like they had more children back then than what they do now. People do now most.
Another question I had was you were telling me about being in going off to war, and it seems like, I guess probably a lot of young men were drafted or went to war, you know, that were lived in there in Hyman or were from that area. And I guess what kind of effect did that have on Hyman, you know, having so many people go off? Or
well, I really don't know. Of course, I was in service, I guess, about 3 years and a half. Or 3 years, 3 months and a half from the time I was inducted to discharge. And they really took the shipment that I went out with, really took the most, I guess, at any one time from that area, from Hyman, North County.
Well, are there things that maybe you remember about the settlement school that I haven't asked you about, maybe that you think would be important, or maybe just something you've remembered while we've been talking? Maybe like some people that have certain, you know, funny stories that they think of that happened to them when they were in school. You know, just anything like that, if there's anything that you feel like would be good.
Well, I can't think of anything specific, and I've tried to, especially since you called.
Right, yeah.
And I understood that your folks were connected to the school.
Yeah.
I've tried to to think of things that might, and I might be asked about, and my wife told me, said you won't remember anything.
Well, you've remembered quite a bit.